Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
This is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, been planning for your fire success with 103.7 The Beat.
All right, man. We are upon Thanksgiving, which means high school football finals.
That's right.
Kickoff officially for the Christmas shopping season. But, of course, our focus is on high school playoffs.
That's right.
Ford Field. This time Saturday when this show is aired, we'll know if Mona Shores has won. They have Martin Luther King, which we played both of those teams. Muskegon did.
Wow, in higher divisions?
Higher division, Division Two. And it's a bit ironic that the combined score of those two games was like 94-18.
So hold on, Muskegon scored a total of 94 points?
Against King and Shores combined and gave up 18.
Those are two elite programs.
That's the best of the best in Division II right now.
They only got two losses apiece, those two teams.
Yeah. So this should be interesting.
So Muskegon, basically, if Muskegon win their division championship in Division III, they could claim Division II, too.
I would. Let somebody dispute it.
the Division III champion and the Division II champion, the Muskegon Big Red.
Right. Okay.
Man.
Oh, yeah. They get a few people upset.
That's right. Look, speaking of being in the championship, Muskegon has the River Rouge Panthers.
The Rouge Panthers. Known for basketball.
That's right. I got my first job from River Rouge, working in that area. I love the community. I love the people there. And they've been calling me and inboxing me, my friends that went to college with me.
Okay.
And saying, is the Cam boy real?
Well, M Live thinks he is. He was awarded the Michigan High School Football Player of the Year Award for the second time, which has never happened before. Junior had never won that trophy. He won it as a junior. Repeated as a senior. Prior to that, Ladarius Jefferson won it. And the year before that, Khalil Pimpleton was runner-up.
So that's 4 years that Muskegon name been mentioned as a blessed player. And if you go back to Deshaun Thor.
Deshaun was runner-up too. Yeah, but he was a Mr. Basketball, right?
See that? Wow, the athletics.
Along with Dee Dee.
They're doing their thing. And so, they probably have potential to have Jarvis. Because it's in his bloodline to be next to that trophy, too, Jarvis Walker.
I think Jarvis is going to have a great year. I think the basketball team is going to surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, I do, too.
Which they open up on December 13th. So on a Friday, they play Rockford at Redmond Potter. So mark your calendars for December 13th when the Big Reds open up their basketball campaign. And we'll wait for our football players to get their basketball legs under them because it'll be 2 weeks before the next game. So that's by design. Keith always spreads it out because he knows these kids are going to be playing late into November. So he tries to set his schedule up to accommodate those players.
That's how it go. Hey, that's what you got to do when you're at. No matter how good, successful we're at basketball, Muskegon is the gridiron school.
It's the football factory, man.
So, hey, you can't knock it. You can come in. You can be Coach K and say, hey, this is going to have to happen. They're going to tell Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski, you need to sit down.
Yeah, you're going to get some pushback on that, Doc.
This is what we do here at the Big Red. So, I understand that, and I see why. But a lot of schools had those 2 weeks off. I've been seeing a lot of them starting to do that now. They had, like, either they get in the Christmas tournament, they play about two games, and they take a break.
Okay.
So, I guess everybody's trying to get to breast because – of what they do at their school, because we're starting to have kids that do everything again.
Right.
Everybody not just saying, I'm a basketball player, I'm a football player. They're doing dual or three sports now.
Which is good. I appreciate kids that do that.
They don't wear your body out and have injuries. You'll be able to condition yourself, your muscles, and other things, because different sports require different bursts of speed, different workouts. But then a lot of those athletic abilities translate to the sport you're currently in during that season. So I understand why the schools are starting to do that. And work in that capacity to help get those kids time, because that was a reason that I know LeBron James had talked about the AAU season being a hardship on kids' bodies. and burning them out. Mm-hmm. That's why the NBA level is talking about load management, because all these games these kids have to go through.
Right.
And they're going, that's all this for fun. But then people making money off of them through the AAU season. And it's
making money.
Capitalism at its best. So he's like, cut that out. Give these kids some breaks. So I understand why Muskegon does that, to get that break for those kids, because they shouldn't have to work so hard after they had a grueling 16-week football season, which Muskegon is guaranteed to at least go 12 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
This is the history of the school. They going 12.
Yeah. 7 out of the 8 years, man.
They going 12.
We've been in this final thing. So, and you know, last night we had the fall banquet.
Yes, sir.
Where our, you know, the cheerleaders, the soccer team, the volleyball team, cross-country team, we celebrate their season. And I'm looking over the roster, cross-country team, all the basketball players that weren't playing football was on the cross-country team.
That's good. Now you're translating the program.
Yeah.
You got to do something. If we're not playing basketball, you got to do something.
That's right. And they all went out and ran cross-country.
Yeah.
And talking to them, they said, hey, that was a really good experience for them.
It's the best thing, the best in shape you could possibly be in your life.
Yeah. You running golf courses, man. You know, they normally give you a cart when you playing golf unless you're walking it. But, I thought that was kind of a neat twist, where the basketball players all were signed up to play, to run cross country.
So now going forward, that's something that's in place for a legacy for the program.
Right, that's going to be expected. Yep. If you don't play football, you will run cross country if you play basketball.
That's it. So,
and which is good. They need the support. But had a great turnout, and we'll do a football banquet in December sometime.
It's going to be a heck of a Saturday, Tony. You got the Black Friday sales on Friday, right? Football. Then you got Ohio State and Michigan
on Saturday.
Well, I can't wait till Ohio State sink their teeth into Michigan.
Yeah, they looking for it, man. Michigan think they got a chance.
Ah, a chance like they beat us. That's what the chance.
Yeah, that's no. Penn State played them tough last week.
That's about it. You gonna
and,
get?
And you know that was their trap game, right? And I don't think that they're going to look past Michigan. I mean, it'd be one of the greatest upsets in the history of college football. And I just don't see it happening.
Yeah. They done went past the trap game. They played pretty good against Penn State. So,
and, you know, this is for Michigan. This is their season. They really don't have anything to play for. I mean, Ohio State, they're playing for Big Ten Championship. They're also in the bowl matchup for the
BCS.
So Michigan's playing with house money, though, right?
Yeah.
They're playing with house money. We don't have nothing on the line.
Nothing to lose. We're going to play in a mediocre bowl.
Yeah. They'll play a mediocre bowl. But Michigan play their fans draw. So bowls like Michigan.
Yeah.
From a revenue standpoint.
But they done lost the last couple against Florida. They play the Florida Gators every year, and they lose.
And they don't care, man. The fans and the bowl sponsors, because they're getting all this revenue that's coming through the gate. So win, lose, or draw, it doesn't matter. They're going to show up.
Michigan fans do show up.
They're going to show up.
They spend that money. But I just want to say this for Harbaugh going in the future. That trophy case still empty.
Nothing in there, man.
But the Lumberjack trophy, the little Paul Bunyan trophy they beat us with. That's all he got.
That's it.
that case empty. Yeah. No BCS.
No Big Ten.
No Big Ten.
Nope, I don't know.
No bowl games.
Yeah, last Big Ten championship came from Lloyd Carr.
Man, that's a long time.
Been a long time, man. So, this sort of like the Lions, you know, nothing to put in the showcase, man. No. So that's going to be interesting, too, on Thursday.
That's right.
Because, you know, the ground is starting to shift again in Detroit when it comes to the coaching. And a lot of people feel that, you know, that giving these coaches that 3 to 4 year window, it's not working anymore.
Man, Caldwell,
you know, 2 years.
Man, Caldwell could have still been there. Talking about 9 games was the cream. Caldwell did a good job.
Yeah. They're no better. They're probably worse.
They're worse than Caldwell. They're worse.
But, you know, powers that be got rid of him. So, now, another interesting comment I heard today is that, you know, Jerry Jones is not happy either, right?
Yeah, because they paid the Patriots. He thought he had something. He's not paying all his money for these guys.
Nobody producing. So Urban Meyer is supposed to be on his wish list.
Wow.
Get him to the pros. So it'll be interesting to see if that happens.
They said it was one play where they had did a tried to do a punt return or something, and New England didn't even put nobody back there. And they rushed 11 on Dallas, and Dallas didn't even know what to do. They was like, we're trying to punt it to them. And they didn't know what to do. Okay. I heard sports radio talking about it, and I was cracking up. I was like, so you telling me pros don't even know what to do when you rush 11 on a punt?
Right.
But then New England was winning the game, but they was like, hey, let's just try this little sneak thing on them.
Hey, man.
And it had them confused. They was like, ain't nobody back there to receive the punt.
Right.
So?
We don't care. Kick it still. But we trying to block this bad boy, trying to put you away. Yeah. It's going for the juggler, man. That Belichick.
Yeah, because it was like they could have been up two touchdowns or something like that. It was some strange little thing, equation that they had when it came to scoring. But Dallas never stood a chance. They were talking about some hole. They was down by a touchdown, and then they was down by four after that. If they would have got it, they did never get it. So it was like, they just played with him like, look, don't send nobody for the punt return. Just rush 11.
Let's go get him. That's it.
So they trying to kick it, looking like, what's, is that a flag or anything? No, that's nothing. They can do whatever they want. They can put the man on the sideline wherever they want to.
Line up, as long as he's not offside.
Yeah.
That's right. That was funny.
That was funny. So I let you know what kind of organization the Dallas Cowboys look like.
Yeah, against a class organization like the Patriots, whether you like them or not.
That's it. And I don't like them.
They just win.
They just win. But then speaking of class organizations, I got to go back to Baltimore.
Better watch it.
And I got to say this. They say the five top quarterback ratings in the NFL are African Americans.
Okay.
Now, so since the rules changed, well, you can't put your helmet on nobody.
Right.
Lay hits, all the rough play. Now that's changing. Now the cream of the crop is the African-American quarterback.
Well, yeah, they got to protect the quarterback from taking these unnecessary shots. And, of course, when you run the football, you become fair game. But still, you got the slide rule.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't helmet to helmeting.
Nope. You can't target. It's targeting.
Yeah.
So a lot of things have happened to help this evolution of these black quarterbacks. Which is good because, I mean, we've had great ones, but their career, they weren't long careers.
They got injured. Like, look at Cam. Cam Newton is going through this transition injury. I don't know if he's going to be able to bounce back, but if he does, he's going to be a great quarterback at what he was doing.
Yep, Randall Cunningham, Michael Vick. You just go down the list, man. They all just ran into that injury bug because they was taking shots.
And then we talking about real NFL.
Back then,
I was just like, I don't want to play football. But it was hitting back then.
Down, drag out. It was like getting mugged.
Man. Guy hit you, another guy hit you. They hit you in the top and the bottom. I'm like, now it's like you do a little bit too much. You out of there for the season. Or you going for three games. I'd be looking like, oh, they for real.
Yeah, they protecting the quarterbacks. Franchise, man. There's a lot of money tied up in that quarterback. So, yeah, you got to do that.
Those are marquee names. That's the guy you know because it's a helmet syndrome sport. That's the guy you know if he got his helmet on. Who is Jackson? Who is this guy? Who is this guy? Who is Brady? You see them with their helmet off.
Right. Well, Brady, you know, he's been around so long. Yep. Been on the podium on the Super Bowl.
That's right, yeah.
But Jackson, you got to watch it, man. He's coming. Lamar Jackson, LJ.
Yep, LJ.
Yeah, they play San Fran, I believe, next week.
That's another team that's excellent.
Yeah, it's going to be great football, man, coming up this weekend.
Yep, so what I have next today, because this is a finance show, and I get a lot of people start calling me during this time every year. End of the holiday time, and I've got to the point where I'm like, well, let me talk to you and tell you what I can do for you, and so because I don't want to waste your time and your money. So that's what I do
right.
with people now. So then if you reach out to me and I help you, that means that you're really able to receive a message from me and I can work with you. So what I've been hearing is the battle cry is battle the credit bureaus and win, because people are dealing with situations where I pull somebody's credit report, Tony, and I see medical bills. I'll see stuff on there like old collections. And I'm like, well, all you got to do is dispute or you try to get a settlement with these. And then we can move on and see what other debts you have. But I'm running into it so much that people think it costs a lot of money to do something like this. And it don't.
Okay.
Man, so what I had today, Tony, is I brought in a list from my Kiplingers. I usually have a Kiplingers subscription. And I like reading about money. Who doesn't? I
mean, okay.
I want it in my pocket. I got to read it and get the aura and the
feeling. How to keep it in your pocket.
That's right. So the article I have today is, it talks about how to fight the credit bureaus and win. And you're like, why would you fight a credit bureau? A lot of times people trust the information that's on there, right? But these are buildings, actual buildings. When I was in Wisconsin, I saw somebody, I think it was Equifax or somebody, they had their headquarters. And I was like, that's nothing but just a whole bunch of paper shredders and paperwork. There's that's nothing. It. They don't sell nothing.
There's not a product that they offer you.
Yep, everything's in the cloud, in the internet cloud somewhere. So they got some documents probably that they done shredded up or some old credit reports. But these are the places you call for disputes. You got TransUnion, Equifax, and you got Experian, these three companies. So what I wanted to share with everybody is just some strategies on how to fight them and how to get your help. Because as of recently, it's a question it starts off with. Is have you ever found yourself fuming at the credit bureaus?
Most people have. Yeah. If you put your credit report.
That's right. So a lot of times these things happen when it comes to those three agencies. And we're talking about major complaints in the last 4 years. Like when information get compromised. So it's like I say most complaints involve hassles remedying inaccurate information on credit reports, but some are from consumers who find themselves caught in a triangle of red tape or facing an impenetrable wall of indifference. When I say that, dealing with the credit bureaus can be hard if you don't know the correct way to do it.
It's right.
I'm just going to be honest. I had a client about a month ago. They have 10 things on their credit report. They said they had it on them for years. And I worked with them for a month, and all those things are gone. And it was like, I was talking to all kind of people, and you just sat with me for a month, and you taught me how to do it.
Yeah, cussing them out, hollering at them, screaming at them. That's not going to get it done, right?
No, it's certain things you're supposed to say and certain things you're supposed to do in a certain amount of time to get things done. So I'm going to try to share some of those things today. So they talk about those three agencies, but then they say annualcreditreport.com. At the site, you are directed to each of the three credit bureaus, but for the past couple of years, although there has been a problem with people claiming their credit reports from TransUnion Experian and they have been unable to attain the Equifax report. So I know a lot of times people are able to get two of them, but the third one, they want you to go to their own website, right?
Yep.
But with all these compromises of people's information, Tony, you get people where you get credit freezes, right?
Okay.
And I've noticed I've had some people in the past that have a credit freeze where they might not have no credit. So I tell them to go online and look for their and pull their credit report or go to Credit Karma or something. They can't because they either have no credit or they can't remember the questions.
Okay.
To a loan they had, a car loan, an account they pulled out from Sears or somebody or TJ Maxx or whatever. And they can't find that information. So now they froze out of their own credit report. So they got to go through this long red tape of being able to call actual annualcredit.com or actually call the actual credit bureau to see going on phone or sending in their actual driver's license, birth certificate, ID, certified mail just to get that file open. Yeah. So a lot of times people think, oh, it's an easy process. No, it's not.
And they make mistakes because I've gotten those calls, my wife's gotten those calls from people with the same name.
Yes, sir.
So a lot of times they'll be on your credit report and it's not even you. But if you don't fight it, you don't dispute it, it's going to stay on your credit report.
Yep. So then a lot of times you got to set time aside and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take a day off work. I'm going to call all these people and make sure I get a physical person to talk to so I can go through this screening to get either my file unlocked or to talk about an item on my credit report that I've probably been mailing some things in. So it says, so when you look at it and you think about it, you think about the difficult things when it comes to it, it says people dread trying to get anything. So it's like, you don't have time at work, so when you call, you're like, oh, it's a lunch break. So you're like, man, I got to be on wait a long time. You're limited. So my thing is trying to provide advice to them. So in a battle of you versus the credit bureaus, the bureaus have the most power, and Congress has been reluctant to regulate them. It took Equifax's massive data breach 2 years ago to get the attention of lawmakers.
Yes, sir.
That led to the legislation that allows you to freeze your credit reports for free, but provides few other protections involving the credit bureaus. So that means everybody information was compromised through Equifax, right? And when the Federal Trade Agreement, they found out, they was like, oh, we got to put this. So then they offered you get free credit
monitoring.
Yep, that's the word. Okay. Free credit monitoring. They'll investigate your credit report, identity theft, or you can take a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
So I was telling my clients that check ain't worth it. That's that million, all those hundreds of millions you talking about. You need to take the free credit monitoring and get the free credit reports, because they gonna, if you're trying to get a check or some physical money from them, they not going to give it out. And then a lot of times the service don't equal what you're really supposed to be getting anyway, but you got to take the service.
When they break it down from all the millions of people, your check might be $12, it might be $15, but because it was so many people, the payout looks huge, but when it's spread around, it's not that much money. So you're better off with the service.
Yeah. So I know you had mentioned earlier, it says, for example, when a credit bureau confirms that a customer's credit report is data is mixed with another person, mm-hmm. it must inform the other bureaus. Your credit reports may no longer include debt that did not arise from a contract or an agreement. Or gotcha. Medical bills that are less than 180 days old, plus the bureaus must remove medical bills from credit reports after they've been paid by the insurer. I just dealt with somebody that had that.
Okay.
And they had it on there for years. But then when you see issues like that, we just let it sit. And then a lot of people say, oh, my insurance is supposed to pay for it. My insurance is supposed to pay for it. But you know how it go. You deal with auto claims.
Absolutely. They miss things. All right? Things slips through the crack. And it's your responsibility, because it's on your credit report, to go back and say, hey, insurance company, this bill was not paid. It's now in the credit bureau, and I need you to fix it, and fix it now.
Yep. So I've done that for
people.
But
if you do nothing, it won't go away.
And I can tell you, it worked to your advantage. It actually boosts your score. So say if you have a medical bill that the insurance is supposed to pay for, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people had their auto, because if they're in an auto accident, they have something else, right? They had their health care insurance. So they do that, but then they say if they don't pick it up, say if you got a bill for like $2,000, and it's on your credit report, and then now you say paid in full, never late.
Right.
Medical insurance paid for it. That means you just took a bill that was $2,000 that was holding your credit back, and they was trying to make a collection. They got to change all that information as a positive payment because you had insurance. So they got to take all the negative remarks off and say you paid a $2,000 bill off.
Yeah.
So that's a boost in your credit score. Yep. Your credit score go up fast if you do it right. So I'm just sharing that with you, audience, because it happens. So I'm going to repeat that again. It says medical bills that are less than 180 days old, right? Then it says, plus the bureaus must remove medical bills from credit reports that have been paid by an insurer. So a lot of times they just sit there. So then it says, another thing that they deal with, it says, for example, the credit bureaus convert disputes into 2 or 3-digit codes to summarize complaints for data furnishers. So it's like they get so many complaints, right? So a lot of people say this, and this is what I try to do for my clients. They say, oh, it's put me in a program. I know I don't want to do that. I don't want to put you in a program first, because what it does is it looks like something they can code, the credit bureaus. But it's something they can code, and they know that a credit reporting agency is dealing with a credit repair clinic,
uh-huh.
one of those organizations that say, we'll fix your credit. They got a code to say, oh, this person trying to dispute this through this website, this company. So they're going to just let it sit on there a little bit longer. But if you go about doing it this way, writing the letters up, actually finding the actual code legally on what it is,
mm-hmm.
and disputing it and sending it in a certified mail with your proof from your credit report that you paid it off, or if it was a medical bill, boom. That gets in somebody's physical hand, it's certified, it becomes a legal binding contract, then it comes off faster.
Gotcha.
But if you do a credit reporting agency and they just doing it, they just look at that as a frivolous dispute.
Mm-hmm.
And they just type that in. That's their code. It's like, if you ever been in a audience, if you ever been in a college class and they say, they take your paper and they scan it and they look for certain errors and they give you a certain grade. Well, that's what they doing to people's credit reports now when you send in disputes from credit reporting agencies, credit repair agencies. They scan like, oh, that come from this company.
Right.
So now you got to wait another 3 months. So that's a delaying tactic for them, because they know you got somebody that you hired.
It's a third party.
Yep, a third party. So they ignore third parties for a certain amount of time. So now that third party charging you $100 a month, they about to get $500 out of you.
Okay.
But if you do it right the first time, you're going to get a response quicker. That's why I tell a lot of my clients, offer a settlement or just pay it off.
Mm-hmm.
Or see if it was something that you had that you paid off. Let's find out what happened. Do they got a contract that say you signed that? Let's do a credit verification letter. So it's a lot of stuff you could do to avoid the frivolous delaying tactics of Experian, TransUnion, Equifax. I'm giving a lot of valuable information away today. I might Mike can't go around the
it's Christmas, man.
Yeah, it's Christmas. I want to help my people out. But this is like, this that's stuff is not cheap.
Holiday.
I'm giving stuff away for real for these people because I get calls and I'm like, well, I need to talk to you now. Where are we going to meet at? No, we're not going to meet. Mm-hmm. I need to teach you first. And
okay.
I'm teach you how to do it for yourself so you can move on in life and I can give you what we call liberty. That's what America really about. Mm-hmm. Learn for yourself and learn the game, lock in and do it for yourself. So then when it comes and you really need some help, you only got one or two things you really got to deal with.
Yeah, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah,
right?
So you can really pursue happiness and not be paying somebody for the pursuit.
Yeah.
For your credit report. So it just gets me frustrated at times because I just know that a lot of people get compromised, especially in certain demographics and certain communities and certain skin tones, just to be real serious about it. You know, Tony?
Right. Oh, no, it's just like anything else, man. If you don't have the knowledge to deal with the situation, you get help. But like you said, be careful about that, because if you got these agencies that you're paying as third parties, it's probably not the right help that you need.
Mm-hmm. Because they're just trying to get some money. They're trying to get as many clients as they can. And the people I work with in the past said, why are you doing this so cheap? Like, what you mean? And they're like, somebody else said they're going to charge this. I said, because they want to make the money. I want you to be able to say, man, he teaching me a class on
right.
how to do this. If I get in the same jam again.
Yeah, and we've talked about this before, man.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Not all about the money.
Nope.
As individuals that's in the community, for people that we're trying to help that don't have the knowledge, the skill level to get out of it, that this is why we're doing the radio show, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is. It's our right. It says, so my next tip, it says, your right to a free credit report. It pays to know when you're entitled to a free credit report besides those available yearly at annualcreditreport.com. All right. Equifax agents told this one lady that she couldn't get her credit report because he had claimed his annual report a month early. Now, that's a lie. If you are in a situation where this still signals you can get a credit report, you also can get a free credit report if your file contains inaccurate information because of fraud. If an adverse action has been taken against you because of information in a report. If you're unemployed, expect to apply for employment in the next 60 days, or if you receive the public assistance for 7 years starting in 2020, Equifax will provide all U.S. citizens with 6 free additional copies of their credit report per year, too.
That's not common knowledge, man. People don't know that.
So I'm just like, when I get the information, I'm just trying to share it with my people and my audience because Tony, it's imperative that we have knowledge. Oh, I got my one free credit report already. Nope. You're about to apply for a job. You think something on there wrong. You've been denied credit. All those things come under those issues.
And you get it every year.
Every year. And this has been a conundrum and a problem for years, for several years of dealing with people. So next one says, clear errors from your credit report. How do you do that? First, you can go and make a habit of regularly visiting annualcreditreport.com. Make that a habit. I used to tell people, go to Credit Karma. Go, it's all places you can go for free where your credit score not going low, go lower, and you can secure your password without going on a library or a school computer or something. Go somewhere where you got it.
Secure website, yeah.
Secure website at your home, encrypted. Do it. I tell my people, check it every month if you can.
Mm-hmm.
It says, check any accounts you've closed are marked as such as accounts in good standing, continue to appear on your credit report for about 10 years after they're shut down, and the details such as balances, credit limits, and data that accounts were open correct. Make sure your personal information is accurate too. An inaccurate address, for example, could be a sign of a mixed credit file or identity theft.
Okay.
If your credit report shows information that is inaccurate or incomplete, you have a right to dispute it and have it corrected or deleted. Fixing an error is especially important if you could prevent it from you getting your credit and result in a higher rate or an interest loan or renting a home or getting a job. A new collection account which mistakenly appears in your name, for example, will likely cause your credit score to drop significantly.
Okay.
I'm sharing this because, and I'll finish up on next week's show, but I'm sharing this because I had a friend that didn't care about pulling his credit report. He had a fixed income, had his own business. He doing whatever he's doing. He ain't have to worry about his credit report. Family left him some money, whatever. He ain't worried about his credit report.
Mm-hmm.
He hanging out. He called me. He said, hey, man, the FBI done visited my house. I say, for what? Somebody in California bought two Dodge Rams and a house in my name.
Hmm.
paid cash for the cars and put a down payment down for like 50 G's on a house in California.
Okay.
Using my name. So when the FBI came to his house here in Muskegon Heights.
Right.
They served him with the papers and showed him. He couldn't believe it. He said, how many times you check your credit report, sir? He said, I don't need to. He said, yes, you do. Because we got people that's from other countries or people that come in that are part of drug cartels. And they want to move money in somebody else's name.
Identity theft, man, is so huge.
They'll move that money. And this is the prime time.
Yeah.
When they do it, going to the gas pump, you rushing, trying to go into those stores. We got to get
swiping the card.
We got to get the Black Friday. Got to get the Black Friday. You will be a victim, audience. You will be an instant victim of somebody. They watching you leave the house. They know where you like to shop at. They know what's going on. They following you, and it's getting easier to get your information, especially online.
Oh, yeah. And then we talk about the breach with Equifax, okay?
Yes, sir.
So this could be a result of that. That's why it's such a serious event when companies have these data breaches, because they have your Social Security number. They got your driver's license number. They got your date of birth. They have all the information they need to go and set up in another city as that individual. That's the big risk with data breaches. Okay, so it is very important that you do a you do the annual report for your credit, because
monthly checkups too.
Right, if you got the monitoring type of a service, because I'm pretty sure if when he pulled his report, those things were there.
Yeah, they was there, the car and everything. But guess what? They didn't care because they making millions off them two trucks.
Because he sold them, probably.
In their house, they probably was selling drugs in their house or something.
Yeah, and flipped those trucks because they don't want to be riding around in the hot truck. But they got all of it. They got the title and they got everything, right?
In his name.
And he's the guy that sold him to him is a whole different person.
Yep.
Okay.
They don't know, as long as you come with the fake ID and you got cash.
And you got a title. I mean, you get a title. Everything looks legit.
You winning. So I'm going to end with scripture today. Psalms 35, verse 27, but give great joy to those who came to my defense. Let them continually say, great is the Lord who delights in blessing his servant with peace. Rest. Don't work so hard. Don't look for the holiday season. Don't worry about getting. Just learn to enjoy your family and be thankful.
That's right.
For what you got in front of you. Don't look at the glass as half empty. Look at it as half full. Don't look at what you lost. Look what you have. Have gratitude this holiday season. I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
This is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.